Are your kitchen and bathroom remodels a little overdue? Well, now's your chance to call First Response Contracting. John Sellers will take care of you. 484-256-7136. They do residential and commercial, and they're licensed and insured. Give them a call at 484-256-7136. Hello, this is Brad Wiseman. You're listening to Real Estate and You, where every week, almost every week, we get together to talk about stuff. It's all about real estate is basically what it is. It's all about real estate. So we're here today with our repeat of Pete Heim, and we're going to talk about Pete's point of view, all kinds of market updates, all kinds of stuff like that. So I just want to let you know, I was away for a little bit. I was in Nashville.
Yeah.
Looking at real estate, of course.
Of course.
But no, I'm back and I'm ready to keep doing this. I'm going to have some fun today because it's been a long time.
It's been too long.
So what's going on? Can I just call you Repeat?
Yeah.
Can I just call you Repeat?
Looking at real estate in Nashville, were you?
I was in a lot of real estate, but it wasn't for sale.
Oh, really? Oh, right.
Yeah. And they had these really cool drinks there.
Yeah.
You might know about, you know, tasty beverages for adults.
I didn't know about that about you.
Yeah. Yeah. They're very good. Very good. So it was a good time. So what do we got going on in our world today?
Well, listen, I guess the preempt to this was a market update.
And, market update.
You know, it's perfect. That was perfect, Brad, because we got three quarters done.
That's right. And, we're now in fourth quarter.
Yeah, we're in November.
We're full speed ahead.
That went.
Yeah, it did go quick.
But yeah, I got what I had was I did a comparison today on January to October of 20, comparing it to January, October of 21.
Okay.
It'll blow your mind.
I can't wait.
It's unreal.
Blow my mind.
Okay. So now, affectionately, not so affectionately, I guess, but 2020, obviously, with COVID, it might be a little skewed because of that, because especially the second quarter, which we called now the Tom Wolf quarter of 2020.
Okay.
Because we shut us down for 2 months.
Absolutely.
And everybody knows that.
Yeah.
Political. But, you know, our office kept it going with, you know, everything online, and we did everything. You know, according to Zoom, and we got it done. I mean,
as
a company, we did.
Absolutely.
Which I'm proud to be here. But listings brought on from January to 20 to October of last year. I mean, January of 2020 was 413 new listings brought on. February was 507. March was 439. You ready for April?
Yeah.
156.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
So that was the shutdown.
That was the shutdown. That's the COVID.
Absolutely.
Thing that came into effect. But May, boom, 438.
Amazing, right?
Just like that. Okay, so that's an interesting statistic. And the list.
And what's interesting, we were shut down in March 19th, we were shut down, I believe.
Here, we were.
And then we were brought back, I think, May 19th.
It was 60 days.
60 days, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was a shutdown of 60 days. We weren't deemed essential.
Right, which only, is blows
state,
my mind to this
only
day.
Only state in the United States that was not essential.
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks a lot, Tom. 2022 is coming. Can't come quick enough. Anyway, sorry. That's all I'm going to say.
That's okay. Not a problem.
But anywho, the sold median prices in January of 20 was 189.
Wow.
No, I'm sorry. If you took the whole county into effect, it was 160.
Okay. January 2020.
January 2020. If you took the city out of it, it was 189.
Okay, got it.
So you know how I like to do that.
And
I know you do that too,
because
it kind of gives a skew of what's going on in the county versus the city. Not that we don't love our city people, we love that.
City's awesome. They got a new Starbucks downtown.
Yeah, right.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I didn't get in there yet.
Pretty awesome.
So, and it went up continually, 179, then it dropped a little 178, then 185, then 195.
Wow.
It wound up at 191.5 in October of 20 was the median sold price.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
October of 21, the whole county now, 228,450.
Wow. It went from 190, what was it again?
191.
To?
The 228,450.
Wow.
Okay. And if you take the city out, and a cool even 250.
Wow.
All right. The other number to relate to that in
that's a lot.
It was 209,950 without the city in 20. Without the city in 21, it was 250.
So almost $50,000.
Yeah. Oh, and that falls right into what I'm going to say later.
I know what you're going to say.
Because
I saw those numbers. I saw those numbers, yes. Isn't it like 51,000 or something like that?
Yeah, it is. 51,500, baby.
Yep,
exactly right. So that where it is.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
And that was a national thing, though, when you're talking about the 51,000. Yes. So it just shows you we're pretty much right in line with the national what's going on.
Good point. Yeah, we were right on the money.
Which is odd, because typically Berks County is not always right on the mark with that.
No. That you're right.
We're usually less than that.
A little less, right.
Because we kind of do this. We don't usually do the jagged edge.
No, we don't do the Bostons of the world and all that stuff. Yeah. Right. So in October of 2020, days on market was 29. 21, it was in 17.
Wow.
Okay, so things are falling off quicker, right?
Yeah,
as we all
and
know.
I'm even thinking that's high.
No, it is. It feels like 3 days.
But it's an average.
Yeah, it's an average.
It's an average. So there's some to go 30, there's some to go 2, so therefore 15, 17 is in between.
And there's new construction models in there.
Oh, that's true. And those actually tend to skew the numbers because if there's a model in there or something that was put into multi-list before they started building it, that could add 6 months.
Yeah,
or more.
Exactly.
To that. So that can skew it.
So it takes into account the 3-hour ones.
Yep.
And the 6-month ones.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
It averages out at 17 days. So inventory accumulation. Now everyone knows what inventory accumulation is. It's absorption rate, basically. If we stop listing homes right now, it would take, are you ready? 0.9 months. What is that in days?
0.9 of a month. 0.9 of
27?
30.
Is that 27, 28 days. Yeah, 0.9. So if we stop listing right now, it would take less than a month to have everything go away.
And we know that. I mean, because, and I'm looking at that number all the time, Pete. The thing that I look at constantly is how many pendings and how many actives in a 7-day period.
That's it.
Because really, if you're not replenishing the pendings, we're not building inventory. And we haven't been.
Well, I know you're watching it and you see some days pendings are higher.
And they are. And actually
not every day.
About 3 weeks ago, maybe the last time we did a show, the amount of homes on the market in Berks County total, was like close to 500.
Yep.
Now we're back down like 420 again.
Well,
it tries to get there and then it just.
Were you ready? Half an hour ago.
What was it a half hour ago?
458.
Okay. So it was 440 a couple days ago.
No city. 347.
No.
Right. The suburbs.
Okay, got it.
So take the city out. You're at 347.
Huh?
Add no new construction there.
Yep.
278.
Jeez. So yeah, there it is. Yeah, it's not so getting, the inventory's not getting any better.
It's not.
No. Mm-mm.
Jeff, anything else to say before I get into all
the before we jump off a bridge or what?
Yeah.
Jesus, this is a real positive show
Merry
so
Christmas,
far.
Everybody.
Yeah, hey, by the way, stay home, close your doors, and don't come out. Because this year's going to suck. Fourth quarter is just going to be terrible. All right, so moving on. So no, let's keep talking about what's going on. So where do you think fourth quarter is going to go? Are we going to still see this crazy inventory issue? Do you think the inventory is going to get better? Because here's the two sides of fourth quarter in my mind. Two sides.
Yeah.
One is there probably will be less buyers, typically. Okay. But on the same hand, there's typically less listings because people don't want to put their home on the market they have a Christmas tree in the living room.
Yeah.
But no, so that's what I see, But last year, like you said, wasn't the case.
Through.
We just plowed right through.
It did.
There was no slowdown, winter slowdown.
We've always been seasonal.
We have been. But I got to tell you, the last 4 or 5 years, we haven't.
We haven't.
We haven't.
It's plowed through.
And it's funny because I do remember a time where I remember Walter Greth used to say this all the time. Once the turkey hits the table, it's all over.
Yeah.
That's seriously. That's what
they all went hunting.
What's that?
They all went hunting.
They all went hunting. But us, it's just everybody's mindset is somewhere else. They're not thinking about a house.
You're right.
They're thinking about family and gifts and turkey and food. And you know what I mean? There's a lot of planning.
Football,
all those things.
Yeah.
So it's just funny that we have been just seeing this soar right through.
It's weird, right?
So don't not put your house on the market.
Exactly.
That,
and the show's great around the holidays.
Absolutely.
It does.
Absolutely. Yeah, because it's decorated and it looks like a model home or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what else you got? You got anything else for me?
And I'm getting a lot of questions about foreclosures again.
Yeah.
I don't know about you. And I don't know if you saw the latest, the KCM thing on this.
Uh-uh.
But 93% of people that were in forbearance.
Oh, yes. I did see this. Yes.
Have at least 10% equity. And you know what that means.
Yeah, that
if they had to sell it, they'd be whole.
You're not in trouble.
They're whole.
You could sell it. In fact, not that we want you to sell because you're in trouble, but we would love some inventory, but it's a double-edged sword though.
The other 7%, if they did sell their homes and
where are they going to go?
Right. Where are they going to go?
Because there's no rent either.
Oh, I got to talk about that too.
There's no rent.
But 7%, we can absorb that 7%.
In a second.
Easily, right?
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely.
So that's not going to happen. Interest rates. They're 3% right now, right? I mean, Freddie's saying 3.5.
Yep.
Fannie's saying 3.3.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who First American is. I guess that's a lender. 3.7, they're saying. So it's going to come in around 3.5 probably-ish.
Yeah.
You agree?
Yeah.
And that's about, on an average price home, that's about $100 more a month.
Yeah. And it's good.
When you
It's still good.
No, it's still great.
Yeah.
And you and I have been around forever. No, this is phenomenal. Oh, none of us thought it would go under 4 ever.
Yeah. And then we never thought it would stay there.
Right.
That's the other thing.
For this long.
Yeah.
And those poor millennials never seen an interest rate under 5% or over 5% rather. Yeah.
It's amazing.
So rents, the latest rent stat.
Oh, rent.
Did you
man.
See the latest rent stat?
No, I'm just looking at some of the stuff here that you've been talking about from KCM here.
Okay, listen.
But yeah, go ahead. Tell me about rent.
Renters. 16.4%
increase. It's like somebody passed away in the way you're talking.
We're mourning you.
We're mourning the renters.
Because they lost $51,500 in equity for not buying. In January.
Amazing. Amazing.
Right? And your rents went up 16.4%.
Yeah. So, you know, it's funny. Here's the way to look at it. You're going to pay a mortgage. Why not pay yours?
Pay yours. Yeah. I was with some guys the other day in a commercial building, and they were talking about leasing this commercial building we have. And he said he really wanted to buy. I said, I get it, you know, because, you know, you're paying someone else's mortgage off of them. Right.
Yeah.
And there's always a time. We always say this. There's always a time to rent.
Yeah. And there's always a time to lease in business, too.
There is. Absolutely. There's always a time to lease also. But if you're able to buy and you want to buy, do it.
Absolutely.
It's because it's not going to get any better affordability-wise. It's getting less affordable as the prices go up, right?
So true. That. Yeah.
Since the interest rates are staying really close to the same, the only thing that's really going to change much here is prices.
Yeah. And you know what could actually happen, too, is that if let's just say rates start to go up in 2 years, okay?
Yeah.
But the prices of homes come down because you're waiting for the price of homes come down. But if the rates go up, you're paying the same payment.
You're paying the same payment.
So
exactly.
It's doing this. Yeah, so like this is once again why you don't wait. If you have a need to buy, if you want to buy, you need to buy, and it's your personal residence.
Yep.
Just do it.
You just do it.
Just do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the other thing is too, you know, down at the Shore Points. I mean, I look at real estate down in Ocean City, Maryland because we love it down there, and I'm on a search down there, and it's funny the prices down there have not even had the same increase that they've had here.
Oh, really?
Which is interesting, which I thought was wild. You know, wow. I don't know why. It just is. I mean, I think it's just because people need a place to live, a personal primary residence first. And that's where the shortage is.
That's right.
The shortage is not in the second home market. Wow.
You're right.
So what has happened is, which is odd,
that is.
To see that the price increases in our area have percentage wise has gone higher than what I'm seeing down at the Shore.
You know what makes it really odd about that, Brad?
What's that?
Because since COVID, people can work anywhere.
Yeah.
So if you want to go into an area where the secondary homes are, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You can go buy there.
Yeah, because you could work there.
You could work there.
Yeah, exactly. Most people.
Not us.
No, we have to physically be somewhere sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes.
Not all the time. But if you have anything else, if not, I mean, we can.
But appreciation, they're saying it's going to wind up at 11.74 this year. That's where it's going to wind up. I think it's going to be higher, to be honest. The prediction next year is 5.82.
So that's a big difference.
There's a thing to look at here, though. Your interest rate's going to stay about the same and maybe go up a half a percent.
Yeah.
Your appreciation's still going up in the fives and sixes, maybe. What's that tell you? Do it now.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can, because you're still making out because the home prices are going up.
Yeah.
That much.
Yep. They're not coming down.
No, they're not coming down.
I can pretty much tell you that much.
And actually, I would try.
Hugo's ready to buy a house. You see him? If you look at him, he's ready to buy a house.
Hugo, do it now. You're wasting money renting right now. Do it.
Do it. Oh, okay. Wow. He's going to hit the table, too. Yeah. That was a hit of, for anybody on podcast world, that was a hit of the table. We did not hit Hugo,
No, we didn't hit Hugo. No, just the table. We're fist thumpers here.
Yes, exactly.
But that's what I got. Yeah. And they're saying it's going to slow down 23, 24. It's going back into the threes, which is what is our sweet spot, 3 to 4%.
Absolutely.
So it's going to settle down.
Yeah, it needs to. Yeah. We need to get it settled down. Well, thanks so much for your information today, man. It was great. Right. It was awesome.
It's
exactly what the doctor called for, by the way. Yes, it's exactly what the doctor called for. So thanks so much, Pete.
Hey, man. Thank you.
Glad you're here, man.
Always
that was fun. That was a lot of fun. You know, and it's just cool because we get to give you some update on the market every single month. And Pete always brings all the information that you can, kind of decipher through and figure out if it's time for you to buy. But I would say buy now. That's what I'd say, right? Yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
All right. See you later.